Bikurim Per Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph 3:11. We now qualify what we had said in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we had said that the supplemental Bikurim, the Tosefa Bikurim, is treated like Bikurim, and we're lenient and exempted from the Demai obligations, even if that Tosefa Bikurim had been brought by an Amah Aretz, meaning normally fruit from an Amah Aretz is required to be have supplemental tithing as Demai, but it's exempt as Tosefa Bikurim, and certainly Bikurim proper, which is exempt from all tithes altogether. Here the Mishnah qualifies that by saying, Emasai amru tosefa sabikurim kibikurim. When did we say that one can be lenient and treat the supplemental tosefa bikurim as if it were bikurim proper? That is when bizmanchi ba min haaretz, when the fruit in question, that supplemental fruit, is coming from Eretz Israel, meaning Eretz Israel proper. That is to say, the land of Israel, which was promised originally to the Jews, Avram Avinu on down, and referred to as Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, the land flowing with milk and honey. That land is obligated in Bikurim, and we're going to be lenient and let the Tosefas Bikurim be exempt from Demai requirements. However, if you're talking about the land which was not the original Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash land, promised to the Jews originally, but the land in Aver HaYarden, the Transjordan, the land to the east of the Jordan River, which became part of Eretz Yisrael, but wasn't the original promise, therefore it's not included in the promise of the special land Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, as referred to in the Psukim and by Bikurim as well. So then, Vim Einav Ba Min Haaretz, if it doesn't come from that Israel proper land, Einav Kabikurim, that leniency doesn't apply, meaning since Eivar Yarden, the land in the Transjordan, is subject to, at least rabbinically, to the mitzvah of Bikurim, and also it's subject to the requirements for tithing. So if you bring it from there, from Eivar Yarden, and it's the fruit that you're bringing is Tosefes Bikurim, is Demai, it must be tithed. It kind of went without saying, according to the Rambam, it goes without saying that if you're talking about fruit that's brought from further afield, outside of Eretz Yisrael proper, meaning you bring it from Timbuktu, and that's your itur or supplemental Bikurim, then of course those fruits are exempt from tithing altogether because they came from outside of Eretz Yisrael altogether, and therefore wouldn't get off the ground. Of course, no obligation to tithe any of that kind of fruit.